Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Ayin Reish Beis. We are up to Siftes, the second line on page Nun Aleph, the page following page 100. The Mechaber says in Siftes, "B'makom she'en yayin motzui, in a place where wine is not commonly found, yesh omrim she'mikadshin al shecher u'sha'ar mashkin chutz min amayim." There are those who say if there's no wine, you can make kiddush on beer or other drinks besides for water. V'yesh omrim she'en mekadshin, and some say you cannot be mekadesh on beer and other drinks. Ula harosh, according to the Rosh, v'laylu lo yikadesh al ha-sheichar el al ha-pas. Friday night, one should not make kiddush on beer, or as they call it, chamar medina, rather he should make kiddush on bread. U'baboker yosar tov v'kaddish al ha-sheicher. But Shabbos morning, it's better to make kiddush on beer rather than bread. Shivarech olav shahakol kol demirchas hamotzi. That way you'll make a shahakol on your sheicher before you make your hamotzi on your challah. Shemivarech al ha-pas t'chila, because if you're going to make kiddush on bread and make a hamotzi on the pas, ein kan shum shinui. There's no shinui, there's no change from what's normally done. It looks like you're just making a hamotzi on your regular suda. The divrei tamhim, and these words of the Rosh make a lot of sense. So we have here three opinions. The first shita says, in a place where there's no wine that is commonly found, you can make kiddush on beer and other drinks besides for water. The second shita says you cannot make kiddush on these other drinks. And the third shita is the Rosh that says that if there's no wine, that at night you should make kiddush on bread over beer, and in the morning you should make kiddush on beer over bread. And the reason is that way you'll be making a shahakol before the hamotzi instead of just making one hamotzi, which counts for your kiddush and for your regular hamotzi, and there's no shinui from what's normally done. And the Mechaber ends off and says that the words of the Rosh make a lot of sense. The Ramah says v'chein haminog pasha kedivei harosh. The Ramah says the simple minog is like the words of the Rosh. But if there is wine in the city, lo yikadish ala pas, Dr. Ramah, then you should not make kiddush on bread. One who does not drink wine because he has a neder that he's not allowed to drink wine. So yochol kadish alav, he can make kiddush on wine, v'yishtu achirim hamasubin imo. And the other people that are with him can drink the wine, he'll make the bracha, they'll drink the wine. Then ein achirim imo, if there are no others with him, so then yikadish al hapas, then he should make kiddush on bread, velo al hayayin, and not on the wine which is usher to him. O yishma kiddush me'achirim, or he should hear the kiddush from the others. The Ramah then brings down in the parentheses, hagos maimini perachov tes, the mechazer achar yayin. He brings a stira, the hagos maimini and perachov tes says that one should go after wine. Uvuchuvas maimini sof hafloa simen dalud yikadish al hapas. He says you should make kiddush on bread, you don't have to run after wine. Lochein tzarech lomer hachiluk im ochel levadu v'im ochel amachirim. Therefore the chiluk is, whether you're eating with others, you're eating by yourself. If you're eating by yourself and you have no wine, so then you could have bread. If you're eating with others, you should go after the others, hear kiddush from them on the wine. Let's go back now to the Mishnah Berurah. In the beginning of the Sif, we'll begin with Sif Katan Chav Dalet. Mechaber again told us, in a place where there is no wine found, so there are those who say you make kiddush on beer. Says the Mishnah Berurah, V'davka b'makom dahavei chamar medina, specifically in a place where beer is chamar medina, which means what? Dahainu she'ein yayin motzui b'chol ha'ir b'shana hazo. There is no wine found in the whole city that year. V'ikr sh'tiyosan hu me'sheichar u'shar mashkin, and therefore their ikr drinking is beer and other drinks. V'im yeisham yayin elashu b'yoker, if there is wine found in the city, just it happens to be expensive, mikri motzui, that's called found. And therefore, you cannot make the kiddush on the chamar medina according to the shita. V'in ein yayin Yisrael matzui. If there's no wine of Yisraelim that is found, afal pi sheyein einam Yehudim matzui. Even though the wine of goyim is found, lo mikri matzui al yedeze. Since you're not allowed to drink the wine of the goyim, that's not called matzui, and that would still be grounds for making kiddush on chamar medina. Now, if you glance at the Bir Alocha over here, Shem Mekachin al HaSheicher, he says, I am the Mishabur, which we just did, V'humi HaMogin Avram B'Shem HaPoskim, that's the Mogin Avram B'Shem HaPoskim, that says that Chamar Medina is only allowed when there's no wine found in the whole city. V'das HaRambam, the Imro Shtia HaMedina Hu Sheicher, the Rambam argues and says, if most of the drinking in that Medina is beer, Mikri Chamar Medina, that's already called Chamar Medina. Mashma Dafilu Yesh Gam Kein Yayin Be'er. It's Mashma, even if there is wine in the city, if the Iker drinking is from this other drink, that's already called Chamar Medina. Afu Sover Delo Mahane Chamar Medina Ela B'Havdala. However, although the Rambam is lenient in his Hagdara of what Chamar Medina is, he also holds that Chamar Medina does not work for Kiddush, only for Abdullah. About the Kiddush, Ein Rashai LeKaddish Al Shum Mashkin Chutz Min Hayayin. The Rambam holds that you can't make Kiddush and other drinks except for wine. And if you look in the Mechaber, the second Shita, the Yesh Omrim She'ein Mekachin, if you look in the Beragolam, then he writes, that is the Shita of the Rambam, that you can't make Kiddush and other things. So although the Rambam is more lenient in his understanding of what Chamar Medina is, he's more machmir in when you are allowed to use it. He holds you can only use it for Abdullah and not for Kiddush. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Vaitis Akotun Chafei Ushar Mashkin. So we're in the first shita that says that if wine is not found, you can make kiddush on sheikhar and other drinks. V'chala v'shemen ein b'chlal zeh. Says the Mishnah Berurah, milk and oil is not included in shar mashkin that you can make kiddush on. The eino chamar medina. These are not considered chamar medina. The ein regilim l'shtelus olamashka, because they're not normally drank as a drink, and therefore they're not included in chamar medina. So why did the Mechaber say that you could make Kiddush on Sheikha or Shamash and Chutz Min HaMayim? It's not only Chutz Min HaMayim, as we just mentioned, it's Chutz Min HaMayim and the Cholov and the Shemen. So that which the Mechaber only says Chutz Min HaMayim, Rav Salomo, what he means to say is, Af im shtiyas chol hamokom ahu hurak mayim. Even if the only drink that they're drinking in that place is water, afilu hachi ein dino likroso chamar medina al yidei zeh. Water will still not get the din of chamar medina. Va'odos yayin sarif ayin lakamei, in terms of whiskey, we'll see later. So the Mishnah Berurah is pointing out that although we're saying Cholov and Shemen is not included in Chamar Medina, the Mechaber says only Chutz Min HaMayim, because Mayim is never Chamar Medina. Even if that's the Iker drink of the Medina, it doesn't get a title of Chamar Medina. Masha'en in Cholov and Shemen, it's not regular that people drink it as a mashke, but theoretically, if they would drink it, then it would in fact be included in Chamar Medina. Sekodon Chavav Chutz Min HaMayim, Va'ayin L'Kamon Simen Reish Tzadivav Sebeiz V'Mashek Hasad Nisham Mishabura. Says the Mishabura, Va'ayin Sekodon Chav Zayin. After we brought down the first shita that says if wine is not matzu, you can make kiddush on beer or other drinks, the second shita says you cannot make kiddush on these other drinks, and then we brought down the important shita of the Rosh, which the Mechaber ended up by saying they have divrei tam, and the Ramah says the minhag is like the Rosh. So let's focus on the Rosh. The Rosh says that if there's no wine at night, it's better to make kiddush on bread, and during the day, it's better to make kiddush on beer. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sekhat Nechav Zayin, Gam HaRosh Svir Leik HaYesh Omrim HaRishon. The Rosh also agrees with the first sheet of the first Yesh Omrim, that one can make kiddush on Chamar Medina and beer. Elokevan shapas balut tzorach suda Shabbos. But since the bread is anyway coming for the needs of the Shabbos suda, choshev tvei meishechar lekadosh bo balayla. So it's more important, it's more choshev than the beer to make kiddush on the bread at night. Uladina yesh lizor lechatchila. Halacha lemaisa, one should be careful. Shelo lekadosh balayla al shum mashke chutz min hayayin opas im ein yayin beir. Halacha lemaisa, one should be careful lechatchila not to make kiddush at night on any drinks except for wine, and if there's no wine, on bread. Ukidalakame, like we'll see later. The harbe gedole harishonim machmirim she'enu yotzi baze yede kiddush. Many gedole rishonim are machmir, and they say that beer is not good for kiddush. Vigam ha-mechaber lo achriya baze lahalacha. And also the mechaber was not machriya that it is okay lahalacha. Sifkaton chavches, so Friday night the Rosh says you'll make kiddush on bread. Umeniach yadav alav ad gemara kiddush, you'll keep your hands on the bread until the kiddush is done. Kemo shekasav simen tov pe gimel, like we'll see in the halachas of Pesach by matzah. Ve'atam, and the reason is the kemosha tzarach lechos biyadav kosher kiddush, the same way that when you're making kiddush on a kosher yayin, you have to hold on to the kosher kiddush. Kach tzarach lechol hapas biyadav kishemekadosh al hapas. If you're making kiddush on bread, so that's your kiddush cup. So you have to have your hands on the bread. Sekadon chavtes tov lekadosh. We said during the day it's better to make kiddush on the beer. Hainu, the Bazehu Yoser told me Alapas, Shabbos day is better to make kiddush on beer than on bread. Kemoshim Afarei Shatam, like the Rosh explains the reason. And the reason again we said was, there's no shinui if you make kiddush on bread, because you're just making a hamotzi and it covers kiddush and hamotzi. We want to have a special bracha that comes to cover Shabbos, so that will be a shahakol on the beer before you make the hamotzi on the bread. Aval yayin b'makom shul matzui, but wine in a place where it is found, vada yivarech olav afilu bayom. For sure, wine takes precedence over the beer even during the day. Uknemucha besimen reish peites sevbeis. Umikomakom b'medina seino shayayin b'yoker. However, says the Mishnah Berurah in our Medinos, that wine is expensive. The Rosh Tias HaMedina Hu Mishar Mashkin, and most of the drinking in the Medina is from other drinks. Lo Nogu Afilu HaGedolim Hadir Acher Yayin Bayom. Even the Gedolim are not running after wine to make Kiddush on it during the day. Nowadays, because it's expensive, Shakiddush Alohu Rak Midrabanan L'Kuyama, everyone agrees that the Shabbos morning Kiddush is only Midrabanan. V'somchen Atzman Al-Dirri HaMekilim Azeh, and they rely themselves on the more lenient Shita in this, and even though there is wine, but since it's expensive, even Gedolim are not going after wine, and they're making Kiddush on other drinks. One who makes a bracha during the day of Kiddush on wine, vaday osa mitzvah min amufchar, he is for sure doing the mitzvah in the preferred way. Sivkatan lamed, again on the same topic, the Rosh says, during the morning you should make Kiddush on the beer. V'imchaviv lo yayin sarif, let's say a person likes whiskey more than beer. Yochal lekadish alav bayom lechatchila b'medaseinu shehu chamar medina. One is allowed to make Kiddush on whiskey lechatchila in our medinos because it is included in chamar medina. Ach sheyizor likach kos machzik revias, but says the Mishavura, you have to be careful in making Kiddush on whiskey to take a cup that holds a revias. Vilishtos v'menu m'lolugmav shorov revias, and you have to make sure you drink the shir of a m'lolugmav, which is the majority of a revias. Ubidyevin, oh, b'shas avchak, if it's a bidyevin situation, or shas avchak, she'ain yochel lishtos k'molugmav, you can't drink that much whiskey. V'ain lo yayinu sharmashkin, you don't have wine or other drinks that you could drink more of. Afilu shtias chol ha'masubim mitzarchin m'lolugmav, you can even join together other people that are sitting around being yotzi with the Kiddush to finish up the Mamlugov, like we learned earlier in Simon Reish Ayin Aleph Sif Yudalid. Ula Inyan Meidvashu Sharmashkin Ayin B'mashik Hasavnu L'kamam B'Simon Reish Sadibav Mishabura. I'd like to just point out one thing. The Mishabura just said, and we've seen him say this before, that when one makes Kiddush on whiskey, he has to have a revius in the coast and he has to drink a Mamlugmov. Of course, l'chatchila, the Mekadeh should drink it, or at least one person should drink it. But as we learned previously, b'dyevet, you could split it amongst the other mesubin to get to the melugmav. There are poskim that do argue with the Mishabura, and they say since it's a derech of drinking whiskey in smaller quantities, so taking a small shot glass of whiskey, since that's the normal way to drink it, that would be okay for Kiddush. The Mishabura does not go with that, but there are poskim that are lenient in that area. Sivkotan lamed aleph, shahakol. We said in the Rosh, the reason why you should make Kiddush during the day on the beer is that way you make a shahakol first on the beer and then the hamotzi on the bread. Ubizoh habracha shehu mosef kodem asuda, and with that bracha that you're adding a shahakol before the suda, hu heker shehu l'kavod haShabbos, that's recognizable that it is for kavod Shabbos. Masha'en kerem yivarach ala pas, which is not the case if you make your Kiddush on the bread, ain't kan heker klal, there's nothing recognizable. Shari baboker ain omrim nusach haKiddush, because after all, in the morning, we don't say the whole nusach of Kiddush. All we say is the brichas hanenin. See, if you have wine, you say bayer peragavim, and then you wash and you make hamotzi. So you can make Kiddush on bread. There's nothing recognizable as a special bracha of the Kefir Shabbos. You're just making your regular hamotzi on bread. That also counts as your Kiddush, because that is the whole nusach of Kiddush. Mikra adin is just saying the bracha. So mamela, if you have no wine, instead of using bread, it's better to use beer or whiskey. That way, at least you're making a shahako before you make your hamotzi. It's nicker that the bracha is coming l'kavod Shabbos. Sivkot and lamed beis, still going in the Ramah. The Ramah first said the minhag poshut is like the Rosh, and then the Ramah said the imyayin ba'ir lo yikadosh al pas. But if you have wine in the city, you should not make kiddush on bread. Says the Mishabura, Kidei Lochosh Ladas Rabbeinu Tam, that is to be concerned for the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam. Shesover Rabbeinu Tam holds the Ein Mekachin Ala Pas Klal. We've seen this Rabbeinu Tam before. Rabbeinu Tam holds there is no Kiddush on bread at all, and therefore, if you have the option of making Kiddush on wine or bread, you should make the Kiddush on wine. Vidai, you should know that Afilu Laharosh V'Yesra Poskim, the Daktinon Kavasayo, the Mutu Lekadosh Ala Pas. Even according to the Rosh and the other poskim, that we go like them, that really it's mutter to make Kiddush on bread, gam kem modu, they also admit, the b'mokom sheyesh yayin ba'ir, that if there is wine in the city, ein mikashin ala pas, you should not be making Kiddush on bread. The ikur mitzvah hu ala yayin, the ikur mitzvah of Kiddush is on wine. Ach dilididhu, however, according to them, ima pas chaviv lo yosir miyayin, if the bread is more dear to you than wine, oz mutter l'kadish ala pas, then you are allowed to make the Kiddush on the bread, afil yesh liyayin, even if you have wine. V'chein pasach b'derach ha'chaim, and so too pasach b'derach ha'chaim, v'efsher shalzeh somchin ha'olam l'hokil bazeh, and it could be on that, the world is so much to be lenient that to make Kiddush on bread, even when they have wine, if the bread is more chaviv to them. Sekotan lamed gimel, let's go by the next point of the Ramah. One who does not drink wine because he has a neder, we said a couple of options. One option was he can make Kiddush and have others drink it. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sekhatan Lamed Gimel, B'Magen Avraham, Echriya Da'asr Bazel L'Kadosh Amanash Yishtu Achirim. The Magen Avraham comes out that this is actually Asr to make Kiddush, having in mind that others are going to drink. Kevan Shem Yodim Levarach Ba'aslam Ba'i Peragafen. Since the others who are going to drink it know how to make their own Peragafen, they should make their own Peracha. Ukidamuchach L'Kamam Mesubin Reisha and Gimel Sevdalet. Like we'll see later. Elohim Yikachu Ba'atzman V'hu Yikadosh Al HaPas. So these people who want to drink the wine, they should make their own Kiddush on wine, and they should drink it, and he should make Kiddush on bread. But don't make Kiddush on wine, have other people drink it, because you have a neder, says the Magen Avraham. The other option that the Rama brought down, besides having others drink it that the Magen Avraham didn't agree with, is if there are no other people with you, make Kiddush on bread and not on wine, or hear from others. Now the Mishnah Berurah is bothered over here. What do you mean, hear from others? Ratzal Omer means to say, Sefkatan Lamedalad, Yelich Eitzel Mesuben Achirim Shemekachin La'atzman. Go listen to someone else who's making Kiddush for themselves, you could be Yotze. The Shaar Tzion points out that the Mishnah Berurah here is bothered. Shaar Tzion and Memhei writes, Delo Tikshem Asha Omer Batchilo Vimein Achirim Imo. The Ramah first said that if you have other people there, you make Kiddush and they drink it. If there's no one with you, so then you make Kiddush on bread, or go hear someone else make Kiddush. If there's no one else with you, who are you going to hear Kiddush from? So Zot the Mishnah Berurah, Ratzal Omer, what the Rama means to say is, if there's no one with you, Yelech Eitzel, go somewhere else. Go where other people are sitting, where Mesuv Ma'achirim are Mekachin La'atzman, and hear their Kiddush. That is the end of Sif Test. Now let's finish up the Simen, and let's do Sif Yud. The Mechaber says in Sif Yud, Birchas Yayin Shel Kiddush Poteres Yayin Shel Besocha Suda. The bracha of the yayin that you make in Kiddush patters the wine that you're going to drink during the Suda that doesn't need its own Bari Peragafen. The Eino Ton Bracha La'achrov, it also does not need a bracha achrona afterwards. The Birchas HaMazon Potarto. So the Kiddush makes a Bari Peragafen that covers the wine during the Suda, and the Birchas HaMazon at the end patters the wine that you had during the Suda as well, and as we'll see, it covers the Kiddush wine as well. Bein shu alakos, bein she'enu alakos. Whether your Birchas HaMazon is alakos or not alakos, the Birchas HaMazon covers the wine. The ayin le'el simin kuf ayin dalet sevav. Zok the Mishnah Berurah sevkatan lamed hey. The bracha on the wine of Kiddush, the Bari Peragafen, patters the wine in the Suda. The kevan shuv in mekom ha-Suda, since the Kiddush is b'mokom Suda, Tzorche Suda hu u'mechamosa hu ba. It's considered Tzorche Suda, it's considered a need of the Suda, and it's considered coming b'mach masa Suda, and therefore it covers all the wine. Sevkadan lamed vav, it covers the wine shebasoch ha-Suda, mi'birchas b'ayir peragafen, that you don't need to make a b'ayir peragafen on wine you have to drink, you want to drink during the Suda. V'hu adin shel poteres yayin shel achar ha-Suda kodem b'chas ha-mozum, the Kiddush b'ayir peragafen also covers the wine that you want to have when you finish your Suda before you bench. Sivkotan Lamed Zayin, the Birchas HaMazon patters it. The Kol Shel Kiddush Hu Gam Kim B'Chadvarim HaBoim Achmas HaSuda. The same way that the Kiddush Bari Peragafen covers the wine during the Suda, the Birchas HaMazon covers not only the wine during the Suda, but also the wine that you had before the Suda, the Kiddush, it's all covered by the Birchas HaMazon. Sivkotan Lamed Ches V'ayin Le'el Simen Kuf Ayin Dalet Hainu. The Shom Mavur Da'afilu Lo Hayo Lo Yayin Klal B'Soch HaMazon. Even if you did not have any wine during the Suda, Gam Kim Pot there, Birchas HaMazon, the Kosher Kiddush. Even in that case, the Birchas HaMazon after the Suda covers the Kosher Kiddush, which is only drank before the Suda. There is one important note over here that I'd like to address before we finish the Simen, and that is note 32. We just said in the Mishnah Berurah that the Kosher of Kiddush is considered like Dvarim HaBoim Achmas HaSuda, and therefore the Birchas HaMazon covers it. Says note 32, Akeva Shenechlegu HaRishonim, but since there's a Vachogos Rishonim, Haim Kos Kiddush Nechsheves Kebo Machmas HaSuda, the way the Mishnah Berurah is saying it is really a Vachogos Rishonim. Because of that, the Be'alochar told us in Chelek Beis, in Simi Kuf Ayin Dalet, Shenechon Shelolishos Bekiddush Yoser Mulalugmov, you really should just drink a Mulalugmov by Kiddush, which is the minimum amount that you're Yotzei with Kiddush. Sha'ozlo Mischayev Bebracha Achrona L'Rov Hadeos, and according to Moshito, since you didn't drink a Revius, you're not Chayev in a Bracha Achrona. V'im Shosa is Kol HaKos, and if you in fact drank the entire Kos, Yichavim Bebrachas HaMazon Lichtor Afes Shtias HaYayin Shal HaKiddush Yotzei Bezeh B'Dyevid. Then you should have in mind with the Bebrachas HaMazon that it should cover your Kiddush, and that way at least it works B'Dyevid. Since there are those shitas that say you're chayav b'bracha achrona on wine, even by drinking less than a mololugmov, therefore one should always have in mind when he benches to patter the wine of the Kiddush. Just to summarize, the Mishnah Berurah said the Birchas HaMazon covers the wine of Kiddush, but it's really a machlokas Yeshorim that Be'alacha says to avoid the machlokas, it's really better to drink less than a blalugmav, where according to most shitas, you're not chayv in a bracha achrona, so you don't have to worry about the berachas mazon covering it. And if you drank the whole kolos where you're vadei chayv in a bracha achrona, you should have specific intent when you are benching that the benching should cover the wine from the kiddush. That concludes Siman Ayin Reish Beis. Amir Tashem, in the next year, we'll begin the halachas of Kiddush from Makom Suda with Siman Reish Ayin Gimel.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.